For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Madison Hutchinson, a junior defender. And Maddie, you had three block shots and three shots on net for your team on Friday night against North Dakota. What's it like to be able to lead on both sides of the ice?
It's really nice. I'm starting to be more of an offensive defenseman, not just a defensive defenseman, and nice to see that I'm actually getting some results.
What's it like playing on defense, and especially, I know you don't play alongside Eva very often, except maybe on the power play or penalty kill, but what's it like having a teammate who's now a member of Team Canada?
It's pretty cool. Eve's an amazing player. She sees the ice so well, and she's so offensive. It's a pretty cool experience getting to play with her.
How much have you learned from her as a player?
I've learned a lot. Just watching her play, even though I'm not playing with her anymore since freshman year, just watching her, being really confident with the puck.
Well, and you're from Canada, so is that kind of an aspiration when you see that your teammates on Team Canada that you're like, well, maybe I have a shot?
Yeah, it would be pretty cool to get the call one day. Not sure if it'll ever happen, but I keep trying to get better, so maybe it might.
Your team on Friday night were outshot by North Dakota 14-4 in that first period. What was it? Just maybe trying to get your legs back after a break?
Yeah, we had that big long go, and then we finally had a little bit of an off. So after a week off, it takes a little bit of time to get our legs back. But I thought by mid-second period, we were definitely rolling again. We just couldn't bury it.
You guys then outshot North Dakota in two periods, 17-8. Nice to see your team rebound like that. That power play goal, obviously, by North Dakota was kind of the icing on the cake for them. What do you guys need to do differently in the penalty kill?
You know, I don't think we really got to do anything. We just got to make play a simple game for us and make them overpass, overthink things, and just be aggressive towards them. Don't let them just sit back and just pass around us.
Well, I know the last time out between these two teams, you guys took 4 out of 6 points. They obviously would have loved to have gotten that overtime game and Grand Forks back. Friday night's game against North Dakota, their 1-0 win, a little bit of revenge for them, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, they definitely got some of the luck tonight. And the other two games, we got the luck, so now Sunday, going to be our turn again.
Your goaltender, Brittany Mowat, tied for career wins with Zuzana Tomchikova. She's still looking to break that. Obviously, she's only a junior like yourself. She's got a whole year and a half. She's going to break that record. How sweet would it be to win it on Grand Forks ice?
It would be pretty cool. Being close to home for both of us, it would be, we're going to have lots of fans come down, and to have her parents there and lots of fans for her would be pretty cool.
Maddie, you're playing alongside a freshman this year, Melissa Hunt. It's halfway through the season. How's she doing so far?
I thought she's doing really well. She's a smart girl. She knows how to read the ice, and I can't wait to see when I've graduated and I get to watch her in her senior year. She's going to be a very special player.
She's very quiet, too, though. How are you going to get her to break out of that shell?
Oh, it'll come. She started to get more louder, but it'll come. It always does.
All right, we're in our last weekend of play before the Christmas break. What is Hutchinson Christmas like?
Hutchinson Christmas. Well, everyone comes over Christmas Day to our house. We have a big breakfast, open presents, and then we split off and go to everyone's house for Christmas, both sides.
That sounds like fun. No pond hockey?
Oh, I think that's usually New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve. Okay. Christmas Eve's a big one. We have an outdoor rink in Manitou that the whole family laces up and goes out.
What's on your Christmas list this year?
I would like some new boots. A new pair of Sorels or some cute boots. Yeah, something like that. Winter boots so I'm not cold.
You're from Canada. Obviously, you're here in Bemidji, so boots are definitely a necessity.
Exactly. And this is kind of a once-in-a-lifetime kind of winter, I guess. It doesn't happen very often that we're getting in Canadian degrees plus 6 or like 30 degrees Fahrenheit.
What's it going to take to beat North Dakota?
I think we just got to keep playing our game, move our feet, put some pucks in the net.
Maddie, as always, thanks so much for your time. Good luck on Sunday.
Thanks, Kelly.